On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was July 11, 1917, the day the original version of Missouri's current income tax went into effect. The tax was created by the Missouri General Assembly on April 12th of that year by Senate Bill 70, which was sponsored by Senator Jesse Duncan of Bowling Green. This was not the first attempt at taxing income in Missouri. On February 20, 1865, the first tax came into existence during the Civil War, but would be found unconstitutional some 4 years later. At first, the new tax was payable on all income, and the rate was 0.5%. In later years, the state income tax increased, tripling to 1.5% on May 26, 1919, but dropping to an even 1% on August 21, 1921. On January 1, 1931, Missouri adopted a progressive tax rate from 1% on an annual income of $1,000 or less and a maximum of 4% on annual income of $9,000 or more. Since January 1, 1971, the rate for those earning $1,000 or less per year has been 1.5%, with the top bracket for those who bring in at least $9,000 a year at 6%. But it all started on July 11, 1917, the date marking when Missouri's present income tax first became official on this date in Missouri Senate history.